The International Rescue Committee says it's not too late to prevent South Sudan from falling into a prolonged conflict. However, the humanitarian group says it will require a lot of international pressure and greater support for the UN presence. IRC Country Director Wendy Teuber says just 2.5 years ago, South Sudan was a place of hope. Action is needed now, she says, to preserve the gains made since South Sudan gained its independence. She calls it an opportunity, despite the many horror stories being reported. That said, Teuber warns conditions of late have deteriorated.
With the increased fighting, further displacement, and the onset of the rainy season, it's sort of a perfect storm, if you will, of complete calamity on the horizon if we don't act now. So it's a very important moment to do as much as we can.
Speaking from the capital, Juba, Teuber says the many years of U.S. support have created a lot of goodwill in South Sudan and give the Obama administration leverage. She's encouraged by the scheduled visit of Secretary of State John Kerry.
We're hoping that he can talk to all sides and encourage them to really push forward on some kind of peace agreement. I mean, we don't want to be naive in thinking that the fighting will stop overnight, but certainly there's things we can ask for. The 30-day period of tranquility, it would be wonderful if parties could at least agree to a ceasefire for the month of May, during which time people would be free to move around, plant, reunite with their families.
Teuber says Kerry could lend some renewed energy to the peace process.
The talks in Ethiopia have not been going very well, but we hope that high-level engagement of someone at John Kerry's level could give a jump start to renewed negotiations and some fresh inputs, ideas.
The IRC country director says one of the biggest problems facing South Sudan is food insecurity.
We do have 3.7 million people at immediate risk of extreme hunger. And of course, the reports have mentioned that if planting season is missed completely and displacement continues over the coming months, we could see 7 million people at risk by the end of the year or early next year, as crops may fail and people would have nothing to eat. And of course, over time, that can develop into extreme starvation.
She says now is the time to pre-position emergency food stocks and distribute farming tools, seeds, and fishing nets.
A lot of people are displaced along the Nile River, which is teeming with fish. So there's a lot that could still be done in the next month or two before the heavy, heavy rains come.
Teuber recently described South Sudan as a place where no one feels safe.
What's been especially upsetting about the fighting of the last few weeks is that places people would normally seek refuge in any time of conflict anywhere in the world, you might think of running to a hospital or a church or a mosque. And in this particular conflict, a lot of people have sought refuge inside the UN bases. All of these have been attacked in the last 2 weeks, you could say.
The International Rescue Committee has not been immune to the violence. Two IRC health workers were shot dead during the recent attack on the UN compound in Bor. Besides health care, the IRC is also providing fresh drinking water and sanitation, as well as prevention and response programs for gender-based violence.
Women and girls are at particular risk in any conflict, as they may be running their own households if their husbands and brothers have gone off to join the fighting.
The International Rescue Committee says the May 20th Donors Conference on South Sudan in Oslo could be critical to avoiding a catastrophe. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.